how's it going? I'm sorry, you guys. It's just pure chaos. That's how it is around here. It's typically pure chaos. What are you drinking, Linz?
Peach Waterloo.
Oh, of course. There's no energy in that, is there? I'm about to crack open a Celsius. I really need that.
No, I try not to drink caffeine at 8:30 at night.
She doesn't like when I do it either. She's always like, "Are you drinking a Celsius right now?" I just like to.
Yeah, she cracks
something.
Open a Celsius at 7:30 at night.
I don't even really drink the whole thing. It's just for effect. Like maybe they'll sponsor me.
That's a good way to keep me awake until like 3 a.m. if I have caffeine after a certain. Maybe it's all mental. I don't know that for a fact, but like in my head, I'm like, if I drink caffeine after like 5 p.m., it's a bad night.
But it never works when I want it to. Like if I'm tired and I'm driving home from work and I'm like, you know what? Like if I drink a cup of coffee right now, it'll keep me. No. Never works when I
need it to.
It will
keep you awake. See, I don't know that it affects me that way. Maybe it's because I don't think about it and I'm just like, eh. But then I'm laying in bed.
Well, maybe you drink so much of it that you're desensitized.
Oh, too funny. Hey, let me do the business of announcing that we are back. Hashtag Run Talk Ed, episode 9. This has to be episode 9. We took a little hiatus last week because life has been crazy for all of us.
It's been lifing.
Lauren is not joining us tonight because I don't even know if Lauren can speak. Like, I think she's just under the weather, but she is here in the chat. She will moderate all the things for us. And tonight our guest is Ryan Reynolds. And we are so, so excited because we want to talk all things running. And that is my dog being super annoying. So this is real life around here, guys. If you are new here or not, it doesn't make any difference. Tap the screen and give us some hearts so that we can push this live out to all the other Run Talkers and share with them what we are doing, talking about, and sharing. But we're going to turn it over to Ryan. Ryan, I want to know right off the bat, have you always been a runner?
I have not. I'm one of those people that discovered running. I was 29 when I started running. I was the classic. I didn't like to run in high school. Whenever we would run the mile challenge, I would run the straights, walk the corners. See, it was one of those things. I was slow. I was husky. And so I felt like when we went off the line, I had to keep up with everybody. And so I'd like burn myself out. And by the first corner, I'm like, I'm toast. And, so I just did not like running. I played football 1 year. I was a band kid mostly, which is, you know, good conditioning. You're moving around a lot, but it's not quite football. And when I played football, did a lot of like short burst running, but I hated it all. And then it was when I was 29. I enjoyed running and then I quit for 2 more years and then I picked it back up officially in 2018 and I've been running ever since then. So yeah.
That's funny. We have a similar story, although I'm really going to applaud your efforts for trying to run because there were no way I was even going to try. Nope, not happening there.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny how that works out. Okay, so awesome. Like, what was it? What was like the thing?
It was a couple different things. So so the abbreviated version, I'll try to keep it short, but I was trying to find a way to lose weight for years and years and years. The highest weight, I stopped weighing myself. So I was like probably around 300 at my peak. And that was two of the most pivotal moments in my life, my wedding day and the birth of our first son. That's like the pictures of me are like my heaviest. I did lose a little weight between, so my son was born in 2012 and 2015 was whenever I started running. And in that gap, I lost a little bit of weight. It was mostly because like I always heard, hey, if you stop drinking soda, if you stop doing, but I didn't understand calorie deficits. So anyway, I give that background because 2015, my sister was getting married that fall. And that was kind of like the carrot, like I'm going to be in the wedding. I want to lose some weight. I don't know how to do it, but I know you got to be physical to burn something. And so that was around the time Couch to 5K was popular where I was at. And so I lived in a small town. I still live in a small town, but it was an even smaller town. We have a like a state park about 5 minutes out of town. And I was so self-conscious to run in town. So I would drive the 5 minutes out to the state park and there were two picnic areas sort of secluded. And looking back on it, it was probably like a quarter of a mile, but to me it felt like forever, right? And I would park on one side and I would do the Couch to 5K intervals back and forth. And I was kind of by myself. And it was over that time, like when I started to, okay, I get this, I can do this. It was the first time where I backed it down. I'm like, I don't need to burn myself out to go fat. I need to get the 20 seconds or the 30 seconds. So I go slow. I don't go fast. I go slow and I get that. And it just unlocks something in me. But like I said, even then after that, once my sister got married, I did lose some weight. But the carrot was gone, and I stopped running for about 2 years. We moved, came to a new place, and I just didn't pick up running again until about 2018, when I did figure out the calorie deficits. And then that summer, because that was in like February when I started that, and I had a lot of success. And in the summer, I'm like, okay, now I need physical activity. I'm managing calorie intake. Now I need physical activity. And I picked running back up. And that was, ever since then, that's where, like, that was like the time where I'd figured all this other stuff out. Then I had the confidence of, this is, I can do this and I can push myself. And I signed up for my first half marathon. And that was really, that just took me to the next level where it's like, okay, I'm just, this is who I am now.
Love it. I absolutely love everything about that. And it's funny because both, all three of us can relate to that. Like,
yeah,
start doing this for, you know, changing our bodies, wanting to have that weight loss aspect of it. And then like learning, wait a second, it actually has nothing to do with that. It has absolutely nothing to do with the weight loss portion, which is really super cool.
Yeah.
I love that. So talk about distance. Like, you know, because I watch videos. I'll be honest, you guys, like, I don't watch as many TikToks as I make of TikTok. So I'm sitting here and, you know, like, we get to a space
where I'll scroll my friends. I'll look at the friends.
Yeah. We do that. We all watch each other and I'm like, okay, but mainly I'm at this point right now where I'm like, I really don't get to like listen as much. So that part of it's kind of a bummer, which is kind of why I love this, because I'm learning so much about everybody. But talk a little bit about the distance part and like what's your favorite distance? You know, what, are you a trail runner? Are you a road runner? Like, what do you like?
I am a road runner at heart. I've tried, Linz, you were one of the first people I saw, like, trail running, this is great. And I do agree. Like, I do love it when I get out there. But for me, the reason I like road running, it's a couple different things. Number one, it's convenient. I can just walk out my door and go. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm a natural observer. And one of my favorite things about road running, and this is why it sort of clicked in the first place, is because it's like, I can just be out and I can kind of observe the town around me and the people moving and life, you know, people waking up, people going to sleep, whatever it is, like, not people, but, you know, like town waking up and going, it's like the hustle and bustle of everything kind of, you know, rising and ebbing and flowing throughout the day. And that's what I really enjoy. And ultimately it's just about being outside as I've come to. It's like, I was one of those people that like just parked myself on the couch for most of my 20s and watched Netflix and whatever. And I didn't want to go outside. I loved the dark and not, I was like a vampire, a Chad. I don't know if you're running Chad. He mentioned that he was a vampire. I'm like, yes, the sunlight was bad for me for a long time. And now it's like, this is good for me to be out and moving. This is good for me to be out and moving. But anyway, yeah, there's not very many trails where I'm at, like traditional trails, you know, like where I'm out and about, like, you, I usually have to go like 30, 45 minutes or stuff like that. And I'm just like, life is busy. It's hard for me to set time aside. So I just, road running fits into my routine a little bit better. But as for distance, I think the half, in terms of racing, I think the half is my favorite distance, because that was like the first race I ever did was a half. I didn't even do a 5K. I just signed up for a half and I did it. And that's a commitment, but it's not like I'm training for a marathon right now. It's not quite the marathon where it's like, I'm at the point, I'm hitting the weeks now of marathon training where I'm like, I know I'm just going to be a zombie throughout the day. And I'm just dragging. I love it, but it's also, that's just the reality of it. Yeah. But the half, I've gotten to the point, and I feel fortunate to say this because that used to be my pinnacle, but like, I've gotten to the point where like, hey, if I want to just sign up for a half and go run it, I can do it, whether it's for fun or not, whatever. Like, I can just do that and enjoy it. And it's a little bit more of a push than a 5K or a 10K, but it's not quite the commitment of a marathon, obviously.
Isn't that crazy though? Like, I think about that sometimes too, that once upon a time, a half marathon was something that took me, I planned an entire year. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to do a half marathon, me and my sister. And, you know, it took me 11 months of like training and building up to that, to being able to do a half marathon, you know? And then now, like you said, it's a wonderful thing to be where, you know, once you couldn't even run a mile, you can run your, you know, your picnic tables, mm-hmm. you know? And now you're like, yeah, I like a half marathon is probably my favorite distance because I can just get up and go run it tomorrow.
It's true. And I'm actually made a TikTok. It was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, because it was during my training and it was like my first long run that had sort of jumped into the double digits. And it hit me. And honestly, it made me a little bit emotional because I, as I was like doing it, I'm like, I just woke up on a Saturday morning and I just busted out the door and I ran a half marathon. And I was like, when I ran my first half marathon and it was my pinnacle, I did try as I was coming up to the finish line. I'm like, this is, to me at that time in the moment, it was like a culmination of that weight loss. But so the weight loss started in 2018. I ran my first half in 2019. I'm like, this is the finish line. And little did I know that was really just the beginning, but ultimately, like you said, it's just like, you know, and I don't take that for granted, you know, 13 miles, it is such a long way, but it is. But it just astounded me that I was like, this used to be so unthinkable. And now it's just, I'm like not even halfway into my marathon training and I'm doing this. And it's just, it's incredible. And it's one of the reasons why I love running so much, because it's the boundaries that I had years ago and I've just like pushed them. And we all do. Like, that's what I love about TikTok and social media in general. When I see runners, it's because we're all like, all of us, even though we may be different distances and paces and whatever, like we're all just pushing boundaries every single day. And it's just incredible.
It's that whole, I talked about this yesterday about personal accomplishment and how I wish I could bottle it up to give it to other people, but you can't because it's only for you. And I think that's what it is. Like, you know, rightfully so, you should cry at the finish line. And I 100% relate to that. I mean, I cry about everything, but like, you know, you get to the spot where you're like, I can't, and I still amaze myself. I mean, just last Saturday running 5 miles and it was my best like speed pace. Like, I mean, it was the best 5 miles in terms of pace that I've ever had. And I mean, that's the cool thing. Like, I can do the same thing over and over again, but I always find a way to like have it be better. My husband is roasting me in the chat right now, by the way, guys. Like, he is giving us a lot of hearts, but he's roasting me. We had a question from Ashley. She wondered if you ever worked with a coach or if you just did all the learning for running on your own.
I've mostly done it by myself. Really, I've never had a coach. I think it's sort of a twofold thing. It's not that I'm opposed to a coach. I think the way I do things is I tend to like make a leap forward and then kind of sit in that for a while and then repeat that process. And I think with a coach, and this is what they do, they push you, right? But I think it for me, and this is for me, it would be, I don't want to talk to that person today. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to do that. And it would take some of the love away from running for me. But, you know, I did a lot of reading and, I mentioned recently, I think on a TikTok where back before TikTok, I used Reddit and there's a running subreddit and I would read on there because people would have advice. And it's kind of like TikTok. It's like, you kind of get various opinions. And then you use that to move forward. So I will say though, like I probably those first couple of years of running, I probably could have done things a lot better than I did. I could have probably learned a lot quicker than I did if I had a coach or if I had someone helping me out. But I just for me personally, like the pace that it let me go, it helped ingrain the love of running in me further than if someone was like, "Hey, you got to do this. I'm sorry, you got to wake up." You know, I just didn't want to deal with that.
Don't forget. Yeah, I 100% relate with that. It's not that I take advice from so many people, but I take bits and pieces of what I want because I, at the end of the day, I'm not doing any of this to like try to win something. I'm just trying to do it so that I can be better than I was the day before.
Exactly.
It's also one of those things too. You want to have it on a foundation that you've kind of built for yourself. Like, I have a coach now, of course, for my ultra running. More of like a guide. I mean, he's a great coach, but it's more to help me like, this is what I want to do today. Is this dumb or not? It's kind of what I have now. But
I feel like the answer is always yes.
And then I choose to listen or not. But I feel like for the first several years of my journey, same. I did not have a coach and it was important for me to do it for me. Yeah. I didn't want to do it because someone else was telling me I had to do it. Because what if that voice went away? What if one day I woke up and I couldn't afford a coach or didn't have a coach anymore, would I still show up and do it for myself? As it was, I get what you're saying. It was very important for me to build these blocks kind of on my own. And then now we use the coach as more of a tool than, you know, to get me where I am.
I think it's a great point too about, because I'm the same way. I think if you have someone telling you to do something from the start, once that is no longer there, it's like, what, you know, it's the same thing I experienced with weight loss. I always heard, you know, oh, well, you could just do this, or I'm doing this like meal replacement thing. It's like, okay. But like, once those guardrails are gone, I didn't learn anything. I was just using the guidelines set out in front of me. So I think that's kind of to that point where for me, kind of searching around in the dark a little bit, it may take me a little bit longer, but whenever when I finally see the light, then it's something that just sticks with me much, much longer than if I had someone, telling me.
Absolutely.
But not to say that I still do take advice from people, but it's
Yeah.
just that kind of stuff sticks with me a lot easier.
I 100% I get that. So it's so funny because of the fact that you said that with the weight loss, like what works for you doesn't work for me. We are so different. And like the food I like, the things that I want to do, the time I wake up in the morning, we all do it so differently. So like just because a 30-day fast or whatever worked, 30-day fast, oh God, I hope people really don't do that. If they, I'm sure someone's
30
trying.
hours. I can't even go 30 hours.
Yeah, right? I
But it's
mean,
also why, like, I don't share too. Like, people ask, oh, how did you lose the weight? Or what do you eat in a day? Or what do you,
yeah,
I
yep,
don't talk
same.
about that. I'm not going to really tell you. I'm not going to share all of that. That's not what it's about. If what works for me isn't going to work for you. So, like, you have to find what works for you.
You and I are on the same page with that. We say that so much. Like, I mean, I first of all, I would eat the same foods every single day and people would be so bored.
I
Like,
still do.
granola
Me
and
too.
apple for breakfast every single day, and people are gonna be
Chicken
like,
strips every day.
yeah, like it is what it is. If you don't like that, then you're not gonna win this diet, okay? Like, oh, that's so funny.
That consistency helps me too. My wife, I even got my wife in on it. Like when she used to work at a medical facility here in town, and it's chicken, rice, and veggies every day for lunch. And I meal prep on Sundays, and I do, those bowls for both of us. When she was in there, they would be like, "Do you just get tired of eating the same thing?" She's like, "I just get used to it." I'm like, "That's kind of where I'm at. Like, it's
Yeah.
just yogurt for breakfast, chicken, rice, and veggies for
You
lunch,
don't
and
have to
then
think
just
about it.
whatever."
It's just.
Exactly right. It's just that's you can count on it, and you don't eat. Like there was a guy I worked with years ago that he was one of those people. I think this was like a Steve Jobs thing or something. I don't know. But you only wear black t-shirts and jeans because you don't occupy your brain space when you don't have to think about what you wear. And I'm like. At first, I was like, okay, that's weird. But then I was like, that's kind of what I do with food. So I can't really knock him for that because that's the same thing.
It is so funny because yeah, you get in that, and I think people that have that, yeah, my husband's roasting me again saying, yeah, you should meal prep Iowa mom, because right now I have like totally fallen off the
No, I
wagon.
want a Big Mac
Yes.
now. Andrea was talking about a Big Mac, and now that's all I can think about.
You can eat whatever you want, girl. You got miles, you are running, you can do whatever you want.
Want a Big
So
Mac.
talking about food, Ryan, and moving into that, like we always like to ask, for long runs or however, like what does fueling look like for you? Like, are you traditional with like the gels, or do you prefer just food? Like, what does
Yeah, so for a long run, I do gels. I'm a honey stoner person. I still want to try like to navigate outside. I know nerd clusters is a big thing. I know Heidi is big on the mashed potatoes. I still want to try that. I've just never
Oh
got my butt
yeah.
in gear and done, I like, but
Wait, can you fill me in on that? What? Mashed potatoes?
so
Like
she does
on
like
the bun?
she does instant mashed potatoes, but then she puts them in like the you can buy like the empty, kind of like the
No.
little food
The
pouches.
baby food things, the
The
little
bit, and then
apple
she'll,
thing.
yeah. No, yeah, she's not like chomping on a baked potato. I don't know if I like
Seen
explain that very well, but yeah, she just
people put it in
uses like the
Ziploc
little,
bags and snip the corner
yep.
and just have it
Oh
intact.
my gosh, that, oh, and then just like squeeze.
Yep.
Okay, very innovative. Very,
Yes.
very innovative.
She
Wow.
swears by it. I want to try it one of these days, but mine, I'm very boring. I just, so before a long run, I do a bagel with peanut butter and honey, and then during the long runs, if it's like a marathon length, or well, when I'm training, like I'm doing a 20 miler tomorrow night. So I found what works for me is a gel every 30 minutes or so. And then just water, every 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Kind of, I try to like schedule that out, like how it would be on the course. I look up the course map and see where it's at. And then
That's smart.
I'll work in some electrolytes too. I just got a new, I don't know, like backpack thing. It's got two water bottles on it. And so one I do water and one I do the
Gotcha.
electrolytes. So yep,
You and
so I
I
just kind of
sound
alternate
so
those.
similar when it comes to our like run. Like I did that too, because I had the bladder thing and I was like, I can't handle the sloshing noise. I hated the noise.
Oh, there's a hack for that. There's a hack
So
for that.
to like suck the air out. I've watched you
Yeah, you
do
have to
that.
turn it upside down and then you suck the air out, and then when you turn it right back side up, it shouldn't slosh as much.
You realize that I would turn it upside down, forget to have it sealed, and there would be water everywhere. Like that would be how that would go down for me. And I'm just not sure that's
Wouldn't
what
slosh anymore.
I. Yeah, there'd be no water left. I do the two water bottles too, and I do one electrolyte, one water, and then like if I'm training, I'll do like a 5 mile loop or whatever, and I'll stop back at
Burping
home.
your bladder. Yeah, that's right. Back to school. Burping your bladder. Everything in running is so classy.
Technical term, yeah. Burping your bladder. Awesome. Love that. Oh, great. That's so funny. Okay. So the Fueling, what kind of gels? Like, do you have a preference or?
Yeah. So when I started, I did goo because that was like the first thing I'd ever heard of. And then I switched over to Honey Stinger. I do like the fruit punch flavor. It's one of those things where it's like they're a little harder to get down the further I go. I know there's like different brands and a little bit more expensive and this and that. There's probably better choice, but like I think it works for me. I get the pack, you know, the big packs, and I'm able to, you know, like on a warm day, like when I had them in the cold, like when I was wearing them in my like pouch on the side, they would get like really thick, and I'm like, this is gross. I don't like this. But like on a day like, you know, right where it is, like right now, it's in the 50s and 60s. It's easier to get down. So yeah, that's kind of once I kind of find something, you know, even if there's like things I don't necessarily like about it, if as long as it works, I just sort of I'd rather play it safe and stick with it. So like I said, maybe one of these days I'll get adventurous with Nerd gummy clusters or instant mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Mix them together.
There we go. Try it. Just put them in a blender and we'll see what happens.
Oh, that is too funny. I'm like that too, though. I mean, and I bought a box of goo because I found one that I liked and I was like, yep, I'm going to go with this. And it seemed to work really well. So that's what I did.
You know what I've been trying lately, and this is maybe it's a product plug, but I don't mean for it to be. One of the Run Talkers on here, I believe her name is Paige, made Noogs. Have y'all heard of that? Have y'all seen?
Yeah, the Noogs? Shared about them? I feel like somebody has shared about them.
I think I posted on my story once, but she sent me a sample of them back in like December or January, and I used them for an ultra, and they're like little sour chews. They're kind of like the scratch chews, and they have like sugar and stuff in it. They're great. Like they're really easy to go down when you're like in those miles 20 plus where like just nothing really seems to go down. It's like something about having that little bit of sour chew. It's a little bit easier to chew than a Nerds cluster. I really liked them. And it's a Run Talker. So I was like, I'm all about
that's supporting. Cool. And I'm happy to, I think, does that mean we need to start running ads on our podcast? upload?
That's our first ad, episode 9, first okay, ad.
What flavor was it?
I believe that what I tried was lemon. I think it was lemon. There's a couple different flavors.
I tried you were talking about Honey Stingers. They have some gummies too. Mm-hmm. And they come like 2 servings in a pack. My friend Sarah had them. We were out for a run and she goes, here, try these. And it was like a margarita flavor. They were good. I actually really liked that. So I've tried to find them, but the only ones I could find at Target, because that was the only place I had to look, was like a cherry cola flavor. And I'm like, nope, not even going to try that. Nope, no way.
But Jan made it to the live. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
She made it to the live.
Yay. I love it. I'm trying to make sure we don't have any other. Jen says she loves Cliff Blocks. Let's see. Mashed potatoes. Oh, my husband's trying to share his run. Yeah, he don't listen to him. An Eggo waffle is always a go-to beforehand. I like the bagel too. Like I like to have that first, and I'll like blueberry one, and I'll just eat that before I go out in the mornings. But
so Ryan, you're training for this is your second marathon, right? That you're training for. Mm-hmm. Which one are you doing? Which is your
Flying Pig?
Ooh,
yeah.
That's actually one of the few on my like. If I were to do more road races, Flying Pig is one of the ones on my list. It looks like a fun race.
I've heard it's great.
It's a big one.
It is. And that's why I kind of, when I sign up for races, I always like the first full I did was the Indy Monumental. Mm-hmm. And that's a good crowd too. That's a big, and the Indy Mini was the first half I ran.
I remember your video of your finish lines and you're talking about, I remember that.
Yes. And that was like, but so they're just very big. I just like the crowds and mm-hmm. it kind of just, you know, the hype that it brings. But yeah, Flying Pig, the only thing I'm a little scared with the hills, nervous with the hills, but I've been training on hills a lot and I feel pretty confident as I've gone. Like that, cause that was my worry. I was like, I don't know. I've never done that distance with hills before, obviously. And it looks like most of the hills are, I think it's like miles 6 through 9 and there's like a couple more after that. But then after 13, it's pretty flat. And then like, I think you kind of come back down into the city, but it's cool because I used to work for a company in Cincinnati and I worked there for a couple of years and I would travel there and I would run when I was in Cincinnati. So I don't work there anymore, but it's like, I'm kind of going to be back in the area and kind of down there where I would go when I would travel in for work. So yeah, kind of one of those things where, and some people that I used to work with are going to be running the race as well since they're locals, and yeah, it'll be fun.
So you have like that, we had a question. Andrea had asked where it is, and in the chat, a couple people said it's in Cincinnati. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you have like a time goal for it? Are you just running?
I do.
To complete.
Yeah. So my time goal. So the first I ever did was just, hey, just finish Indy. I finished 4:34 and change, which my perfect day going in is 4.5. So to get that close, like I had no expectations whatsoever. So my goal this time is 4:20. So we'll see, which is, I think it's like a 9:55 pace. So I don't know. It may be a little bit of a stretch to jump that high, especially with the hills, but I like my training has been like, I'm going 30 seconds, 45 seconds faster a mile than I did kind of in the same spot where I was in Indy. So I feel pretty good. We'll see. We'll see if I can hit that time. If I can shoot past 4:20, that'd be amazing, but yeah. We'll give it a shot.
Yes. And I mean, Lauren is offering her encouragement with hand clap saying, you've got it. And Andrea said that's fast and she's not wrong. That is fast. And you can totally hit that. You are getting lots of kudos here. Can we say kudos? Is that going to be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
I never give kudos in Strava. Sorry, guys. I barely even know that I'm on Strava. And everyone's like, what's your Strava name? I'm like, this Iowa mom, I think. I don't know. Okay, so this is the second marathon. What other races do you have on your schedule? Or do you have anything else? Or is this it that you're focusing on right now? How does that work for you?
Yeah, so the only other one is Relay Iowa. I'm doing Relay Iowa this year, which I am super pumped. I've had such FOMO the last couple of years. So to be a part of, well, I say that after I found out everybody got sick last year, it wasn't necessarily FOMO anyway. I feel bad that you all went through that, but I was like, I'm so excited to be a part of it. So that's really it. I'm debating, we have a local half here in a couple weeks. So I may just like,
pop in
that just because I'm pick up a medal and some food while I'm training. There's also one up in Springfield, Illinois, that Anna ran a couple years ago. It's like the Lincoln half, and so like your medal is like a giant penny with Lincoln's head, Springfield,
Illinois, really cap, cool.
State capital. So I don't know, that's one of those where I could have to travel 2 hours, and I'm just like, I just could stay here and run the local one. But other than that, yeah, that's Flying Pig. And I don't sign up for a lot of races. Kind of what I do is I'll pick some and I'll maybe group them together, and then I'll kind of see how I'm doing. I've kind of looked around in the fall. I want to do the Madison Marathon up in Wisconsin. My sister lives up in Madison. The problem is my son is, he's in junior high musicals, and it's always around that weekend. So I never know, like this past year, it was on the same weekend. 2 years ago, it was the weekend after, where I probably could have done it, but you don't really know, when you're signing up. We don't find out when the musical is going to be for a while. So I'm like, I don't want to commit to that and not know. So anyway, so I probably won't be able to do that this fall, but I still have it on my bucket list that I do want to try an ultra, maybe a 50K to start out. So there's some here locally in the fall that I may, we'll see. If I'm feeling like I get the itch to do a race, maybe I'll do one of those. We'll see.
Awesome.
You should.
I know. I want to. I've got to give it a shot at one point.
Yep. Lynn's the ultra runner. I noticed that name change.
Yeah. I felt like it was maybe time to, like, I feel like some people see my videos and like click on my profile, and they're like, if you don't like look at my profile, you're like, what is this girl about anyways? And I was like, mostly running, ultra running. I was like, let me just help people out a little bit. This is what I talk about. All the time.
Jeff said there will be no sickness. If anything, there will be no sleep. This Iowa mom never stops talking. He's not wrong. Yeah, I think most people know that anyway. It's fine.
I've heard it's hard to sleep anyway. It's like, it's uncomfortable, whatever. So I talk to keep everybody comfortable.
I don't know. I slept pretty good on the park ground in a sleeping bag for a few hours. That actually, I think me and Dan and Doug found like a park at one point, and each, it was cold and windy. We burrowed each in our sleeping bags with our, like, I had like a pack of Skittles next to me that I was eating like one at a time because I was so nauseous. just trying to get
just
by.
rationing them out, yeah.
Yeah, but that was pretty. Once I finally went to sleep, that was a pretty solid hour and a half nap.
Love it. Okay, so Relay Iowa, everybody's really looking forward to that. I believe that I learned from Kelby that it is 72. It's either 72 or 71 days away.
It's
So
something, it's, yeah, it's something like that. I have a
it's not
timer on
far
my,
off. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That is so
I mean,
crazy.
literally, we
It is.
have April, May, June. It's here.
Yeah, so not much time at all. Like, that's so crazy. And I cannot wait for like this whole like crazy group of people to come together and like all the personality in the world in one spot in my home.
My
So
favorite part is that we're all like content creators. So like you're out there and like everybody's
like got their phones up and thought weird walking down the street like this, and you're just doing it on your own. People are like, who's he talking to?
That's always been one of my favorite things about those videos in the past is like, it'll be someone like filming themselves, but in the background, you'll just see somebody like going by. It's like the best part. It's like everybody's just getting in on it and like the finish line where everybody's got cameras out and like the sticks
The
with
stick. I
the
know I got
cameras
a
on.
video of I made a TikTok last year of Gina with her. She had like a drone out there and
Yeah,
she
the
was using that
drone.
to make a TikTok. So I made a TikTok of Gina making a TikTok.
That's
That's
awesome.
awesome. That's awesome.
Well, guess what? We're gonna have one of those in our little group too,
I
because
know. So excited.
me and Jeff both have one, I believe. Okay, so we also like to ask, and I might be a little early asking because we usually wait till the end, but I'm just curious. What is either, or you can say both, the best piece of running advice you have ever gotten or given to someone else? Or answer both of those questions.
Let's see. I think it's kind of a sort of a was given to me and I've passed it on. Is basically just have grace with yourself because when I and I think when I started, I was so naive and I didn't know anything that I kind of just had built-in grace anyway because I'm like I don't know what I'm doing. I can't. I'm very competitive with myself. I used to be competitive outwardly. Like I would get upset if I would lose or like. When I told you I was a band kid, like if our band didn't win the grand prize or whatever at the marching competition, I'd get upset because I wanted to win everything. And now it's like I want to compete with myself. And I think as we all know with running, it's you the highs and the lows, you kind of have to you don't want to get so high, you don't want to get so low, you kind of just gotta stay even keel. And I think that grace is like as we all know, you're gonna have some runs where it's just incredible. And it's like the greatest day and the greatest feeling you've ever had. And then some days everything sucks and you hate everything. And but that's where the grace comes in because it's like I'm doing things, we're doing things that we never could have imagined. And the alternative, the old me, would have been on a couch watching TV or playing video games, inhaling Doritos, guzzling Mountain Dew, and that was my life. And so just to be out and moving, as we said, that's what it is. It's like I think just. And so I tell that to people when they ask me like running, like first of all, just understand, just have grace with yourself, just start slow. Just like we, kind of like I found out where it's like, if I just slow down and try to make those 30 seconds that Couch to 5K was telling me to run, then I could walk for 30 seconds. Or, when you're running, it's like, okay, I'm going to get to that block and then I'm going to see. And then, okay, well, I feel good. I'm going to go to the next, so all that is just that built-in grace of where it's like, okay, it's okay if I need to stop and walk. But also, like you just don't get down on yourself so much. And I'm just someone that I'm my harshest critic. So hearing that right from the get-go, have grace, be kind to yourself. You're doing incredible things. So that's kind of what I tell people. It's maybe not the most practical advice, but I think mentally, just to know that we're doing these incredible things and appreciate that, it goes such a long way.
It's so funny that every piece of advice that every person has given in here, in terms of running advice, can be applied to every single thing in life. You know what I mean? Because everything we do, we should be willing to give ourselves grace on, and we're not. And I can relate to being your my own worst enemy when it comes to that too, because I've always tried so hard to do everything perfectly. And then I realized that once I stopped being like that and stopped trying to do it perfectly, but just trying to chunk away at little things, is when I actually started getting good at the things. You know, like
Absolutely.
running for me, after this marathon that I did, I struggled so hard with like having to kind of take a pause and like recover a little bit. And I was like, why am I like can't hit the mileage? And like, so for November, December, January, I hardly ran, it felt like. My most was like 30 miles 1 month, and then it was gradual. Now I'm up to almost 70 miles this month. And for me, like, that's really crazy because it's been gradually getting better. And I had to let go of that. Like, it's not gonna always be the same, and it's not perfect. It's just gradual. Like, so I love that, and I love that you apply it to like all the things in life.
That's how I feel right now with tapering. I keep talking about it. I hate to taper, but the reason I hate it is because I have it from how this journey started, basically, is like I'm so scared that if I get out of my routines of running and my building and all of that I'm gonna fall back. Like I'm gonna go back to where I started. And it's such a mental struggle for me these week and a half that like I really cut everything down. But I apply the same kind of logic. I'm learning to apply the same kind of logic of having grace. I am anxious during taper weeks because I know I'm not going to go back to that. Like, it's okay to take it easy and to taper for this race because I'm getting ready to do something that I never thought I could do. Not because I'm backsliding to the way I used to be. But it's the same kind of mindset of like having grace is same that I will have to have after the race too, is to allow myself to recover. Is that I'm not going back. I'm just allowing myself the time I need to keep going.
I think, and that, oh, go ahead.
No,
Sorry.
you go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead.
I know. I think that's such a good point because the thing that I've always, well, I shouldn't say always because I wasn't like this forever, but after I kind of picked back, like with the weight loss and with the running, I've always found that if I have, like, if I do take a step back, if I taper, if I take a break for a while, or if I like, as long as I kind of keep, and for me, running has been, I'm a creature of habit. Running has been my thing. The gym has been where I've struggled, where like I'll try and I'll go for 2 weeks and then I'll just stop for months on end or years on end. I've finally gotten into a routine with that. But with that, whenever in those months where I wasn't going, in those years where I wasn't going, I always kind of had it like, it never left my view. Like I still want to get there, and there would be long stretches where I wouldn't get there. But to your point about like that backsliding and stuff, I feel like that's the mindset shift when you feel that. It's like the old me would just do away with it, forget about it, and then it was gone, and I would just never think about it, and I would just be, oh, well, that's just okay. I tried and I failed, and whatever, that's how it is. And now it's like, okay, it didn't work that time, but it's there, and I will get back to it. I don't know when it will be. I will get back to it at some point. And the older I've gotten, the more I've done this fitness health journey stuff that I've done, I've found that as long as I keep it out there in my mind, I will eventually try to tackle it again, usually.
It's like I've seen this picture recently of like a whole bunch of, I think they look like shot glasses, and I might have talked about this before with the consistency. Have you guys seen that where like a couple of the glasses that's like full, and then all of a sudden there's just a little liquid, and then it's half full, and then it's this, and then it's this, and then it's this, and literally above the picture it says this is consistency. You know, like how you're still showing up in one way, shape, or form, but it doesn't look the same every day. And it took me literally 7 years to understand that consistency wasn't perfection. You know, consistency is just a little bit of something every day, just never giving it a zero. Always like, even if it's 1%, like I would say that today I've probably done like 45%, you know, and it's still more than I would have done had I just done nothing. And I mean, all three of us have that same mentality because of the fact that we don't want to go back to where we were before. We know that that is not easy, no matter what anyone says. And that, you know, it does scare me, especially I didn't run today. I mean, I've run every single day up until this Wednesday. I strength trained last night and like hardcore legs and ran yesterday morning. And I was like, you got to take it easy or you're not going to be able to do this. But it's really hard for me to know that. So I went for a walk on my lunch. Like Lindsay's heard me talk about this kind of stuff all the time. She's like, you can walk. Cause
That's what
she
I
taught
did
herself
today.
that, you know,
Yep.
like
I
you always
walked.
walk. Like anyway,
I
it's just
walked.
that part of it. I think, especially if you've known a weight struggle and you've gone through this and you've started this because of a weight loss journey, that's the biggest fear is I'm going to go back to where I was and I know how uncomfortable that was and I never want to feel that again.
Right. Totally agree. And I think to that point about consistency and how we were talking about earlier about like not having to think about certain things like being like food being consistent or whatever. It's, to me, that's one of those things. For me, what worked was setting all those guardrails and all these different things of like, if I build this in, and I, because I am a creature of habit, like once it's there, and I know that doesn't work for everybody, but for me it does. It's like you said, I get that way too, where like, if I take a day off, like, it's so weird. If my training plan tells me it's a rest day, I'm like, all right, kick feet up, eat some pizza, it's great. but if I just wake up one day and I'm like, I don't want to do anything, and then I'm kicking myself, even though it's like, I probably need that day mentally and physically to rest, but I feel like I have to have the training plan tell me it's okay, which isn't a healthy way to look at it. I'm not excusing that, but ultimately, I guess my point there is that because I, like you, to your point about that mindset and that not wanting to backslide or go back to where we were, because we've all built this up over time and all these different things that we've, these healthier habits that we've implemented that are just kind of part of our life now. It's sort of like, you know, the bumpers at a bowling alley. It's like, okay, I may not throw the perfect shot, but it's going to keep me in line. I do feel like I can still go on the path that I need to, even if I have to maybe take a day off or two here and there.
That's a really great way to say it, because I do a little bit of online coaching, and some of the people that I'm coaching are just starting out and struggling with that aspect of it. And I'm like, okay, here's the thing. You're not in the same place as me. So like, I've already built that bumper system, and you've got to work on building your bumper system now in order for it. So you have to change things, you know, like you have to go back and like set the habits and pick the goals and reach those goals by setting the habits. And once you get comfortable, that's when you can take your break. But right now, right, you got to work.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's kind of an interesting thing. Okay, awesome. Lindsay, I'm glad that you answered that question in the chat, because everybody wants to know about Lindsay's big run coming up.
Yeah, this is about Ryan. I'll talk about my stuff tomorrow.
I've been talking plenty. Feel free if you want to.
I'm going to pack tomorrow, and I'm debating about just posting a video versus actually doing a live. I don't know. I don't like going live by myself, because nobody's like moderating, and there's all kinds of people to
follow. Yeah, on the flip side, why haven't you reached out to your friends and said, hey guys, would you like to do like an exclusive interview with me, who's about to run 100 miles?
I don't know.
We'll talk after the show. I love it. Oh my gosh. This is the coolest thing ever, though, that we are able to make connections like this, is it not? I mean,
I know, I love it.
I would never be in this space and doing the things or talking to the people that I'm talking to had I not like needed a place to just be accountable for the things that I was trying to set goals for. And then realizing there's a whole other world of people who are doing similar but different things than me, because it's okay to be in this space if you only like running 3 miles. It's okay if you only like to run 1 mile. It's fine. Yeah.
You don't like doing races, if you, you know,
or if you want to run 100 miles, then yeah, you're crazy, but it's fine.
Yeah.
We're all a little crazy here.
We are. And I think about this all the time, and I've posted videos about it too, where it's like, you know, the internet can be such a bad place. It can, but the flip side of that is, because of these connections, I've learned so much from Run Talk, but even more than that, kind of like Lindsay was talking about earlier, when you just go to your friends tab, it's just like, when I do that, and it's just, my entire feed is just runners and people lifting weights and biking and cycling and, you know, swimming, whatever. It's like, it's all positive. It's all positivity. Yeah. It's like these people doing amazing things. And it's just a normal everyday people. And I don't say that, like, it's just us. Like, it's just people, right? It's not like we're these trained athletes that get paid to do this stuff. It is just normal people that work a job, and then afterwards they just find solace in a sport, running or whatever. And I find such beauty in that. Like, the old me was so bitter and negative about everything, and I regret that person all
depressed.
The time. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, and I just come in here. It's like, I, you know, there is so much noise that I could pollute my brain with, or I could come in here, if I'm going to spend time on social media, it's watching people do incredible things. And like you said, even if it's just a mile, or it's like the people that post like, hey, I just ran for 5 minutes without stopping.
I love those videos.
Yes. And it like makes my heart want to explode. I get so happy when I see that stuff.
Yes. It's also really cool now at this point, to like doing this, especially this like Run Talk Live, and having like people on here, especially people like you and a couple other people that we have lined up to be on soon. Mm-hmm. I've been following you, Ryan, for 3 years.
Three or four years, way
before your first marathon. I watched you even talk about considering doing a marathon.
Yeah.
and then training for it and then running it. And now here you are training for yourself. And I love that aspect of it. And when I explain to real life people outside of this, that like my run talk friends and like friends, that's what I mean. It's like I've been keeping up with these people for 3 years, like through my phone. I have to know, did so and so finish their marathon? Running dude, Madison, he just ran his first
Oh my
marathon.
gosh.
That
Awesome.
whole redemption story, I was so invested. Like, I
Yes.
love it here.
I was so happy to see all those videos pop up after it was Saturday, I think was the race, and I was just like, I was
Yes.
waiting. And I was like,
Yes.
and this was, we never, none of us would have ever known each other without this, because I'm someone, even like locally, there are runners here. And I'll encounter them and all, but I'm not, I just, I'm more of a solo runner. I
Yeah,
kind of keep to
same.
myself just because it's my time alone. It's my time to sort of like, whatever. But I was like, just the fact that we have this web of people, from all over the place, even here in America and then across the world and it's just like, it makes the world feel a little bit smaller. And we all have this shared connection through running, but then even more than that, then you start to find out like, hey, this person, I like sports, you like sports, we're all parents, we do this, we do that, the weight loss connection. And it's just like all of a sudden you just have these built-in connections of, and like you said, it's, yeah, Lindsay, you were one of the first runners. I remember when I started TikTok or when I joined TikTok, I was one of those like I think I was like 35 at the time, but I felt old. I'm like, I don't know, this is a dancing app, kids are just dancing on it, I don't get it. And then I come on here and I'm like scrolling through, and then I'm like, all of a sudden I start to like, hey, there's a runner. And then, a few more videos, there's a runner. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there are runners everywhere. And Lindsay, you were one of the first ones, I think, yeah, that I followed, you followed me. And I do remember that video that pops up every so often where I was walking in front of my house and I was just like, yeah, do you think I should try to run a marathon? I think I was just wanting someone to tell. And like, I don't even remember. That was back when I had maybe, I don't know, 30 followers. I don't know how many it was. It wasn't very many. Not that followers are a big thing for me, but like, there wasn't a whole lot of people in my TikTok universe. And like you said, it's just like those stories, whether it's mine or someone else, it's just to see someone take that leap, or yeah, like, hey, I just started running a mile, and then all of a sudden that person is doing a half or a relay race or an
Yes,
ultra
I've
or
loved
whatever.
it.
Like it's like I said, I keep saying this, but like it makes my heart want to explode whenever I see that stuff, because it's just people busting boundaries, and it's incredible.
It is. I mean, it's just funny to sit and like, I just like how different but the same it is. You know, I like how different but the same all of it ends up being. Can we just say real quick that Relay Iowa has entered the chat? Like literally, Relay Iowa just entered the chat. So that's
Did
kind
they
of cool.
really?
Hey, Relay
Look,
Iowa, I hope you're gonna pop in here and say hello.
I don't have a shirt yet, but I should be getting one this summer, I would guess.
You will.
Yeah.
Oh, too awesome. You guys, Relay Iowa is gonna be like on the map this year. I mean, on the map. That is
They're gonna
like.
have like 40, 50 runners out there all on Run Talk sharing,
Right?
hashtagging.
Yep, it is. It's gonna be so great. I cannot freaking wait. Like, I can't believe they're gonna let me come along. I can't believe they're letting me do this. Like,
I feel the same way.
we big time now. Wait, should we do another commercial? This is for Relay Iowa.
Oh yeah.
It's our second
Pause.
ad.
Pause from our from message from our sponsor. Everybody join Relay Iowa. There's tell us, Relay Iowa, is there availability for more teams? Oh, they're gonna love us. They're gonna love us. Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, let me. I'm just going back to make sure that we didn't miss anyone's like major questions because I know that that's always a big deal. Oh, we did. We got an absolutely. We got an absolutely from Relay Iowa. So we love that.
I guess that means if there is anybody on here watching who has FOBO and wants to do Relay Iowa, if the teams we have are already full, there's nothing stopping you from
Absolutely.
creating a team at this point and finding runners to run with you, and then you can do Relay Iowa also, is what I'm hearing
Yeah.
with absolutely. So there's still time.
Free, there's a free agent portal too. Oh, and Lauren comes to the rescue with that also.
Oh, free agent, that's right.
It's so funny too, Ryan. You were talking earlier about how like your runners popped up and Lindsay gets that a lot where she's like, you were the first person that I followed on here. You're the first, one of the first, because I, you know, it was a similar thing for me too. And then the connections I made because of Lindsay and then Lauren. And it was just crazy because we find out that Lauren and like the town that I live in is Lauren's hometown, which
that's
is
awesome.
really wild and crazy. And that part of it's so cool. But I remember having a conversation with Lauren once, and she said, "I only want runners on my feed. I only want runners. I want everything else gone. So I have to only watch runners." And I'm like, I love everything about that because it is so positive. And the feelings are just so. I know she would say that if she was in here. So I thought I'd say it for her. Like, only
Only want runners.
Yeah, like you can see her saying it. Like, I only want to watch run videos. I only want to see people's success stories. She's very high maintenance. Yeah, we have to speak for her tonight. Oh, she's doing a pretty good job in the chat, though. What about, okay, so you said you're a solo runner. Are you a podcast guy? Are you a music guy? Like, what do you do to zone out on your time?
Mostly music when I run. So funny enough, like when I work and like working around the house or whatever, I podcast all the time. So like when I'm out running, I like music is what really, because it just gives me the hype, the feelings. Like it, not always, but I mentioned this in another thread a few days ago on somebody's post. I can't remember, but I have like a 60-hour master playlist on
Love it.
Spotify that I just keep adding to, and then I have branches off of that for races and for whatever different moods and whatnot. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of my time to I used to, when I was younger, like music was my thing. As I've gotten older, had kids, jobs, like I don't absorb as much, new music as I used to. So running is at least still my connection to that. So yeah, every so often I'll do a podcast. I've tried audiobooks. I so want to listen to audiobooks when I run, and I can't. I'd rather sit down and read, like a book instead of listen to it. So it's hard for me to stick to it. So yeah, like I'm like, I don't know if you watch Boy Meets World growing up, but I listen to Pod Meets World. And so I'm like, I've got a whole bunch of episodes that like I'm backlogged. So like I'll throw in an episode here and there during a run, but most of the time it's all music.
Okay, so 60 hours. Let's just say you can only have five songs. What are they?
Oh goodness. Okay. So let's see. The first one immediately that comes to mind is a song called "Home" by The Deer Hunter. So there is a band called Deer Hunter, and The Deer Hunter. So this is The Deer Hunter. It's just
Okay. Deer Hunter.
for anybody out there curious. So "Home" by The Deer Hunter. Let's see. I would also say, I just used it in this. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it. Dermot Kennedy, and it's "Better Days." That I used that in a video, I think 2 days ago. So that's a good one. It's gonna be tough. I'm trying to hurry here. Let's see, what else? I mentioned it not too that long ago, I have a whole bunch of Pink songs. So I used to be such an indie music snob back in the day. So I think anything from Pink. I think what's the song that she did with the dude from Fun?
Just
"Just Give Me a Reason."
Reason, yeah.
Yes, that's one that gives me
Love
like the pop. "Unstoppable" by Sia. So when I was training for my
it.
first half marathon, that was the song that was like my go-to. And then my final one. Sorry, I know this is taking way longer than you
Oh,
probably
you're good.
thought.
No.
This is like and I'm probably like
It's
leaving
hard,
out
isn't
so
it?
much. So the band Churches. I don't know if you're like they spell it like Chverches, like it's a
Okay.
V instead of a U. It's all caps. What was the song I used the other day? I really like Churches. I'm trying to think. They have so many, and I'm "The Mother We Share" is the one that was like that was like another one that like in my early running days that was kind of like helped me. So "The Mother We Share" by Churches is my fifth song. I think that's five.
Love it. My Pink song is "I Am Here." I hear that and I'm just like, I want to go. Like I just that's my I mean, I think it really makes me every time I hear it, I'm like, okay, that is the epitome of being present. And that like I just so I don't know if you guys have listened to that one. That one is like it's called "I Am Here," and then she does have "Courage," which I really like too. I like it.
She's got so many good songs, though.
Yeah,
You
she
can't go
does.
wrong.
Yeah.
That's
I
like
and I
all my
and like I
music.
ignored her for years because I was such an indie music snob, and then I was like, and I finally came around. I was like, oh my gosh, like there's just
Yeah.
so much incredible music, and like, and it's great to run to too, but it's just great music in
Yeah.
general.
Yeah, it is so good.
Yeah, I don't
What
discriminate with
about you?
music. I'll listen to anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that too. I'm kind of I just don't really love like super heavy metal because I can't
Ooh,
stand
see,
it.
I like metal. I don't like rap. There's
Oh.
not a whole lot of rap I like, but heavy metal, I like metal.
All right.
I have to be in the right mood for heavy metal, but there's some, but I'm not, I
I
won't say
do
I, heavy
play.
metal is my, like, my least, the genre I know the least about.
That's kind of mine too. I do try to figure out what it is about people that can listen to podcasts and run because to me, I'm
Can't do that.
Yeah.
how?
My husband does that.
Just
He
on
likes
a good
podcasts.
podcast and like a good podcast makes me want to take a bath and go to sleep.
Although audiobooks, I have on like my really, really long trail run days when I really don't need to be going super fast. Like if I'm one of those people that whatever the music is, that's what I'm gonna run. I just can't help it. And when I'm really supposed to be slowing it down and like we're out here for a long time, I'll listen to an audiobook and I will naturally like really slow it down. 'Cause, and then it makes the time pass so much faster too, because I'm so involved in like what's happening in the book. That all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, I just ran for 2 hours and
And
didn't even
now I want to
realize it.
continue to listen to the book. I better keep going.
Yeah.
True crime podcast. Okay, except for the fact that if you're running in the middle of the woods and you're
Not a
listening
true crime person.
Oh, see, now I don't mind it, but I also don't need the anxiety of feeling like someone's creeping up behind me when I'm listening to it. So I'm like, no, thank you.
I'm just not a real big true crime person.
Yeah.
Oh my
I'm the
God.
same way. As I've gotten older, had kids and stuff, I'm just like, I want to go
There's
just, I
enough
don't want to think
stuff
about it. Yeah.
happening in real world stuff. I just
That's
don't need the
it.
added.
That's
Max says that's the best time for true crime. When no one's around.
Do y'all remember when the like zombie races? This is when like The Walking Dead was really popular and the zombie there were like the zombie races that really came out in that time. There was also an app that came out that had the you could run and it would play zombie like zombies were chased. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking
That
about.
was
Yeah, I
so
never.
anxiety induced. I did it once. And this was when I was like, I was a mile was good. And I'm out here trying to run for my life from zombies that I have put in my ear.
That you actually chose to have right there
I did this to
chasing you.
myself.
I did this to myself and I'm like running for my life because I can hear like I'm like you'll slow down and you'll hear them getting closer and closer. You're like, ah!
I had a friend that used that because he did a zombie race. So this was back before I was running. It was when I was like, I want to do something or whatever. And he got into the zombie races and he told me about the app. And I think if I remember right, I like we worked together at the time and I downloaded it at work and I put it in my ears just to like try it out. And then when they started doing the like, I was like, no, nah, I'm good. I don't. I probably can find some internal motivation somewhere down the line. But
Like,
yeah,
I
I.
don't need that in my
Yeah,
life.
exactly.
The things we do to stay motivated, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, any we're willing to try anything, right? Like, just give it a try and then realize quickly, nope, not for me. Really quick sidebar, Lindsay. My husband wants to know how Amarillo was because he grew up in a town that's about an hour west, I want to say, or north, or.
So Amarillo was nothing like I thought Texas was because we drove. Day two of our road trip was from right outside Little Rock, like west of Little Rock, all the way through to New Mexico. And that entire day was rain and then a snowstorm, and Amarillo was in a snowstorm. So I didn't
Oh.
really get to appreciate a lot of Amarillo. We got off downtown Amarillo, found a parking spot, ran circles around the downtown in the snow and the ice. I'm pretty sure the locals probably thought we were wacko.
That's funny.
And we got back in the car and hit the road. So all I know of Amarillo is about 3 blocks in the
Yeah, no,
snow.
I forgot to tell you that there is the second largest canyon, second to the Grand Canyon, really close to there called Palo Duro Canyon.
Had no idea.
And he told me after the fact, and I was like, well, I'll tell her later.
We're road tripping back. So when he moves back from se in September, when he moves
Then
back,
yes.
we're gonna come back and road trip again.
Dude,
And
because you'll love it.
we're gonna hit all these places, and hopefully there won't be a snowstorm in September, so we can actually like see things better.
No, I bet you'll be good then.
Yeah.
I bet you will. Well, Ryan, our hour is up, but I want to tell you thank you, thank you. This was such a great episode for us. I love that we got this chance to connect, and I'm like even more excited than I already was. Like, I was excited with the 11 other people that I had, and now that I'm like learning that all my friends are showing up here, like I'm just like beyond excited about this. I keep talking about it over and over. I literally name drop Relay Iowa every chance I get, and it's like crazy. So I am so grateful that we got to do this. I'm so excited. Linz, as always, you know, I absolutely love you to pieces. And I want to tell you guys that also we want you to know that hopefully Lauren's back with us next week. But you can get, there won't be an episode that drops on Spotify or Amazon Podcast tonight because we took a hiatus last week, but this episode will drop, I would guess at the end of this week. So, on Spotify or Amazon Podcast, and then the YouTube version will drop next week when we have our next guest, which we will announce sometime next week. So thank you again, Ryan. We're going to have to definitely do some recaps and figure out, and obviously we're going to have to make some TikToks together, and we're going to have to
talk
on this summer.
I'm all in. I appreciate you inviting me on. This was a lot of fun. I'm always in the comments like the mosh pit with Jeff throwing elbows, so I appreciate being a guest. So I'll be back in the comments next week, but no, I really do appreciate you having me on.
No, I yeah, think this it's is awesome. Great. Thank you so much. You guys have the best
and
rest
good luck
of
on your marathon.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So awesome.
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.